Strange Adventure.
It was carnival time in the little town of Marvindale. Young and old alike drove into town from the surrounding farms and estates to enjoy the rides, play the concessions, and attend the minstrel and sideshows. Charlie Crockett and Ben Dawson, trainers at the Overholt Stables, shuffled along the sawdust-covered midway, gaping at the gaily bedecked booths and the thrilling scenes depicted upon the sideshow banners. A wizened old gypsy stepped out of a tent and motioned to the young men.
Have your fortunes told. Only 25 cents.
Charlie and Ben stopped and gazed into the dimly lighted interior of the tent, their minds filled with indecision. Ben nudged his pal.
Go ahead, Charlie. Maybe he can tell you if Mary really loves you or if she's still sweet on Len Langford.
Well, I will if you will.
The fortune teller led the young men into the tent. He took Ben's arm gently and showed him to a chair at the table, then seated himself opposite. Between them on the table was a large crystal globe, the inevitable prop of the mystic. The gypsy gazed into the crystal for a moment, then smiled up at his customer.
I see good fortune ahead for you. When the racing season opens, you will be a jockey and will ride many winners. I see much travel for you to the tracks across the country.
Ben turned to his pal, his face wreathed in a grin.
See, Charlie, I told you Mr. Overholt was going to let me ride in the races this year. This fortune teller really knows his business. Let's see what he tells you.
Ah, oh, I don't believe in that crystal ball stuff. I only came in because you dared me.
The old man made no comment as Charlie took the seat across the table. He studied the boyish, handsome face thoughtfully, as if reading the mind of the trainer. Then he peered into the crystal ball. Suddenly, a look of horror passed over the old man's face. Charlie laughed uncomfortably, wondering at the change that had come over the fortune teller.
Go ahead. What do you see? It is bad. Very bad. You, like your friend, are a lover of horses, but one of them will bring death to you. You will be killed instantly by a black horse.
Two nervous and shaken youths left the fortune teller's tent and trudged the weary miles to the Overholt farm. Mr. Overholt was surprised when Charlie Crockett quit the next day, saying he was going to take a job in a local store. Charlie prospered in his new job, but he never got over his love for horses. He visited Ben at the stables and gazed longingly at the steeds. Then one day, fire broke out in one of the shops. The flames reached the livery stable, and the men dashed into the building, leading the animals to safety. Charlie joined them, racing into the inferno to save the frightened horses. He had just reached the entrance with a panicky horse when he heard a shouted warning from one of the firemen. He looked up, then tried to leap aside, away from the danger. Charlie stumbled and fell to the ground. A second later, a large sign advertising the stable crashed down upon him. The fireman lifted the sign and dragged Charlie Crockett away from the fire. But the man was dead, crushed to death by the wooden figure of a black horse. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Waif of the Desert, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.